This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday dedicated to the nation three Param Rudra supercomputers in Pune through video conferencing to facilitate pioneering scientific research. The three supercomputers, worth around 130 crore rupees, have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission and deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Yesterday's launch reflects that 21st century India is advancing by prioritizing science, technology and research."
आज का नया भारत विकास और टेक्नोलॉजी में केवल बाकी दुनिया की बराबरी करके संतुष्ट नहीं हो सकता। नया भारत अपने वैज्ञानिक अनुसंधानों से मानवता की सेवा को अपनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी मानता है। यह हमारा दायित्व है। अनुसंधान से आत्मनिर्भरता, साइंस फॉर सेल्फ रिलायंस, आज ये हमारा मंत्र बन चुका है।
Prime Minister Modi added that there is no sector that is not directly dependent on technology and computing capabilities. He said they are the biggest foundation of India's success in Industry 4.0. Mr. Modi said today's achievement proves that the country is moving in the right direction at the right pace. The Prime Minister said that India is developing its own semiconductor ecosystem, which will be a crucial part of the global supply chain. The Ministry of Tourism will celebrate World Tourism Day 2024 today with the theme Tourism and Peace in New Delhi. It will highlight the crucial role of tourism in fostering development and global harmony. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar will address the event. On the occasion, the ministry will announce the winners of the Best Tourism Village Awards. India has moved up to the 39th place among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index GII 2024. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal announced today that India also ranks first among the 10 economies in the Central and Southern Asia region. On X, Mr. Goyal highlighted the remarkable achievements under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's decisive leadership. India is ranked first among the 10 economies in Central and Southern Asia, first among lower middle-income economies, and fourth in the WIPO Science and Technology S&T Cluster Ranking. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has asked the states and union territories to undertake appropriate activities to make communities aware regarding the monkeypox disease. In an advisory, the ministry requested the states to develop a surveillance strategy. It also provided a list of laboratories operationalized for testing. The advisory includes clinical management protocols, infection prevention and control practices, as well as a risk communication strategy. Government has blocked sites on the internet that are exposing the Aadhaar and PAN details of the citizens. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has identified some websites that were exposing sensitive, personally identifiable information, including Aadhaar and PAN card details of the citizens. Further, Indian Computer Emergency Response Team has shown some security flaws in the alleged websites. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar attended a productive IBSA Foreign Ministers meeting alongside his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira and South African counterpart Ronald Lamola yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar stated that IBSA nations actively participate in and shape global discourses on development, sustainable development goals, SDGs, poverty eradication, multilateralism and South-South cooperation. A top Hezbollah commander, Mohammad Hossein Sroor, was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanese capital Beirut yesterday. The Israeli Defense Forces confirmed the death of Mohammad Hossein Sroor, commander of Hezbollah's aerial forces, in an airstrike in Beirut. The second and final cricket test between India and Bangladesh will begin today at Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. The hosts will be aiming to clean sweep the two-match series after defeating the visitors in the first test in Chennai. Rohit Sharma-led side defeated Bangladesh by a huge margin of 280 runs in the first test, taking a 1-0 lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.